Blog Talk Radio.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear and heed your land. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear and heed your land. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biakon coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. I tell you, God is getting ready to bless you tonight through his word. From wherever you are joining us, on Facebook, on Twitter, on the radio, or TV, or internet, on YouTube or LinkedIn, wherever you are all welcome to the hour of salvation, the hour of deliverance, the hour of miracle, the hour of joy. God is going to do you good today. You will never be the same again. God is going to touch you by his word, by his spirit. The anointing is going to flow, yokes are going to be destroyed, sick are going to be healed, signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Tonight, God has laid my heart to share with us on the topic, righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach any people. And our text is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 34, verse 14. The book of Proverbs, chapter 34, verse 14. King Solomon, he wrote the book of Proverbs, Song of Solomon, and then he wrote Ecclesiastes. He's a king who understood the principles of God, even though he must flee through the women. What his idol was rejected, but yet he knew what God was about, and he was able to express God's mind in the scriptures. Proverbs chapter 34, verse 14, righteousness promotes the nation. Righteousness leads the nation. Holy Spirit, speak to your people. Jesus, speak to your people and bless your people right now. In Jesus' name. Righteousness promotes the nation, but sin degrades. Sin will bring down, but righteousness will lift up. And if you look at the life of the Israelites, it has been like that. You read through the whole Bible. The Bible is full of practical examples of when Adam and Eve You know, they were intense with God, and God was with them. In Genesis chapter 1, 2, 3, Bible says, in the cool of the evening, God came down into the garden, and he spoke with them and ministered to them. They had a great fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden until they disobeyed God, committed high treason, sold us to the devil, and then God had to drive them away from the Garden of Eden and so on and so forth. So each time a people were intense with God, the story is always different. We want to talk about Noah. Noah, the Bible called him a herald of righteousness. God looked on the earth in the days of Noah. And the Bible says that God saw that the heart of man was wicked. That was the days of Noah in Genesis chapter 5, 6, 7, and 8. In the days of Noah, the Bible says that God looked on the earth and he found out that the heart of man was wicked. And he thanked God that he created man to the point where he had to announce his program to Noah. Say, Noah, I want you to build an ark that will contain you and your family and all the animals, male and female. And then, because I'm going to punish the whole world, for 40 days and 40 nights, rain is going to fall and water will fill the whole earth. And everything is going to die and perish. Because these people will not repent. And so Noah built the ark. And he preached for 120 years. Noah preached for 120 years. And yet, the people did not repent. You see, the heart of human beings, very wicked. You know, the heart is wicked. For 120 years, Noah preached repentance to the people. And none of them will repent. And God said, it's okay. So let's see what happens. So Noah got into the ark with his family. And the rain began to fall, and the water filled the whole earth until every living thing perished. Only Noah and his family were saved, because Noah, the Bible called him a herald of righteousness, one who believed in righteousness and lived the holy life. So God picked him and his family and preserved him while the whole world perished. See, you can't eat your cake and have righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Read through the scripture. Well, the days of Abraham. Abraham, you know, followed God with all his heart, and his brother Lot was not so lucky, lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. And then there was judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. Only Lot and his wife and children were saved. All the rest people in Sodom and Gomorrah were perished. They perished all because they will not turn away from wickedness. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, God said in here. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. God said, if I shut up the heaven, that there will be no rain and no blessings coming down, then if that is the problem, if that is the problem, that 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13, if there is a problem, God said, if I shut up the heaven, that nothing is happening, you know, everything is just standstill. Nothing is just happening anywhere. If that is the situation, verse 14 has the answer. Verse 14 says, but if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and seek my face and then turn from their wicked ways, God said, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. God is very willing to heal the nation. Right now, look at the news. He is confusion all over the world. is confusion all over the world. The world, the whole world is preparing for Third World War. And this is not good. We are not praying for Third World War to come. But some people want it to come. They are interested in Third World War. And all the bad that follow war, the hunger, the famine, the diseases, the destruction of lives and property. Go and read about First World War and then Second World War. Nothing good came out of this thing. It was destruction, mass destruction of lives and property. That is what war is. See, destruction of lives and property. It doesn't help anybody. And even now, it is worse because they are now preparing nuclear power. The nations of the world, most of the earth are now preparing their nuclear technology, nuclear power. They are now putting all those places, getting ready for a showdown. And this is not God. God is not the author of confusion. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. John 10:10, he said, the thief, the devil, came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. So all this Third World War they are thinking about is not God. It's not God that is bringing Third World War. It's Satan. Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly. I'm even surprised that a man called Vladimir Putin would turn a whole nation against nation, turn the whole world and, you know, create Third World War. And the same thing Adolf Hitler did. Adolf Hitler of Germany did all these things. And how did he die? He died by hanging himself, committed suicide. And the Bible says anybody who does that goes to hellfire straight. That's how it ends. And then Saddam Hussein started all his nonsense, all the things he wanted to do. God just knocked him out, and that's it. And so many of them. And now Vladimir Putin has started all over again, dragging the whole world into a Third World War. What is all this for? What is all this for? Prices of wealth going up. The nations are not addressed anymore. There's confusion. The whole of Europe, there's panic. And they're not to talk of China and Taiwan trying to slug this out. And then North Korea, they are preparing war equipment and so on, and nuclear. Several countries in Europe, up to England, they are getting their nuclear powers ready, getting ready for conflict and confrontation. This is not God. This is the devil. The devil is operating. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Why should anybody drag the nations of the earth into a Third World War? There's nothing sweet about war. It's hate. It's just sheer hatred, shedding of blood, and the displacement of people, and the confusion, the commotion, and all the conflict and confrontations that go with war, the hunger. And then the economic downfall, and the whole world is turned upside down. That's not God. That's the devil coming in. We don't have to allow the devil. So now, where is the United Nations? Where is the United Nations? And then where is the international court? There is international court. And then there is United Nations. They should move in and stop all these things. They should move in. Oh, yes, move in and stop or intervene and stop all these things. Why should the whole world go into chaos and confusion. If you haven't seen war, you will be thinking about it. But if you have seen war before, you will not be thinking about it, because it's just mass destruction of lives and property. There's nothing, and it's even worse now. You know, First World War and Second World War, they didn't have the machinery that are available now. They don't have the technology that are around now. The technology that is around now is so strong that these nuclear, they can destroy the whole world in seconds, not hours. The whole world can be smashed to pieces with all this nuclear and technology that are now available. And then one person is drumming for third world, drumming. You know, just one man alone is causing all this chaos all over the world. It shouldn't be this way at all. We must stop this nonsense. This nonsense must stop. Everybody, please go into prayer and go into action. Let anything that can be done to stop this deadly evil from happening, because it's not a blessing. The third world war starts, it is a confusion, shown worldwide, and it is mass destruction of life and property. It shouldn't happen at all. It should not happen at all. We Christians must pray, the people of God must pray, and those who have to move into actions, where the International Court, the United Nations, and the Supreme Security Council, they should move in now and stop this case. It shouldn't happen at all. If it happens, it will be worse than First World War and Second World War combined. I know what I'm talking about. Because the nuclear powers that are available now are 10 times more destructive than what we had in First World War and Second World War. You don't bring those things. You know, we are not joking about this matter. It's a very, very serious matter. So Christians all over the world are praying already for these things to stop. And God should give us peace, because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. People should repent worldwide, give their life to Jesus Christ, and pray God to heal our nations. We need healing for the nations that are sick, you know, because there is now inflation, there is economic downturn, there is unemployment, there are all kinds of evils now going on all over the world, so much hunger and death. People are crying for food and help all over the world. It shouldn't be that way at all. There should be peace on earth. When Jesus was born, the angel announced peace on earth and goodwill to all men. We should have peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is born, a son is given. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. The reason we have problems is we haven't accepted Jesus Christ. We haven't given our life to Jesus. We haven't said, Prince of Peace, Jesus, come in and rule and reign in us. We haven't yielded to the Holy Spirit. And many people are praying through them because of the way they are doing things. You can tell that Satan is operating through this thing, because the devil is just walking over there just to see how he can create discomfort for humanity and mankind. We pray that the God should bring us peace and joy and love and unity. You don't know the value of peace until you have lost it. You don't know the value of rest of mind until you have lost it. No, I was a young boy when the Nigerian Civil War broke out. I was a young boy in primary school then. And for the first time, I was seeing armored cars. I was seeing jet bombers. I was seeing jet fighters. I was seeing mortars. I was seeing war equipment. I was seeing people who are ready to die, people who are ready to kill. People, I was seeing that for the first time as a little young boy. And then I was in primary school. Then we had to run into the bush. We were told that we should run into the bush. We have to leave the city and run into the bush. Now, what is the guarantee that the bush, the forest, the woods is even safe? Well, who told you that place is safe? You are running into the bush. Which bush are you running into? Who is there waiting for you in that bush, in the forest? We ran into the forest. Run into the woods just to go and hide, because the jet bombers and the jet fighters were all over the place throwing bombs and shooting of mortars and shooting of. I never knew that there are tanks that can shoot at any place, shoot at jet fighters or jet bombers and shoot them down. I never knew that there was anything like that. But as a young boy, I was looking at those things physically like this, right in front of me. Oh, my God. Horror. It was terrible. You don't have to see those type of things. You know, human bodies. You know, people being shot to death every year. Blood. Human beings being murdered in the streets and in the corner of the street. You know, human life being destroyed. It was the first time I was seeing war in front of me. I pray, I say, God, don't let this happen again. I won't like to see this again. You know, but somebody else is very excited. The person is drumming for Third World War to come. Third World War. You know, we don't pray for that to come. We don't pray for it. It's mass destruction of life and property. You don't gain anything from all these things. You are just serving the devil. You are working for Satan, who came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. Why not receive Jesus? Why not have Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father? Why not open up and say, Jesus, come into my life. I want to have peace. We don't want war. We don't want fightings and killings and shooting and destruction of lives and property. We don't want any of those things. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, come and dwell with us. That's what you should be praying for. You don't have to pray for war to come. You know, so righteousness will exalt us, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin does not help. Sin has never helped. Sin will not help anybody. We need to repent, everyone, and give their life to Jesus Christ, and be born again, be saved, and have the Prince of Peace in your life. I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. I got joy like a river. I got joy like a river. I got joy like a river in my soul. I got peace like an ocean. I got peace like an ocean. I got peace like an ocean in my soul. I got peace like a river, I got peace like a mission. I got joy like a river in my soul. Oh yes, the Prince of Peace has come to give us peace. Peace to the whole world. Peace to all men. That peace that I got now, the world already gave it to me. Oh, that joy that I got now. What he give it to me, oh, that peace that I got now. What he give it to me, oh, that joy that I have now. The world he give it to me. The world gonna take it away. The peace that I have now. Why did he give it to me? Oh, that joy that I have now. Why did he give it to me? Oh, that peace that I have now. Why did he give it to me? Oh, the joy that I have now. Why did he give it to me? Oh, that peace that I have now. Why did he give it to me? Why did he give it? Why cannot take it away? While they gave it, the world cannot take it away. The world did not give me peace. The world did not give me joy. So you can't take my peace away. You can't take my joy away from me. Jesus gave me joy and love. The Prince of Peace and the Lord of Love gave me the joy of God, the love of God that passes every human understanding. Now this is February. We are approaching the Valentine's period, and it's a time of love, story of love. Well, there should be love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You know, God so loved you. Jesus so loved you that he died for you. Why don't you love other people? Love your neighbor as yourself. If you love people, you won't be thinking of nuclear weapons to go and destroy them. If you love people, you will be thinking how you can go and kill people and shoot and you know, jet bombers and jet fighters and nuclear weapons. You will be thinking like that. If you love people, you will love people for real. You will help people. You will do what Jesus did. You go out of your way to minister to the needs of people. They love your neighbor as yourself. You know, that's what the Word of God talks about. How come somebody is hating? Satan is the one that hates. The devil hates. Satan hates people. Hatred. To the point where he rich people are dead. So that hatred is a murderous hatred. And it comes only from Satan himself, the one who came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Please receive Jesus Christ today into your heart. Make him your personal Lord and Savior. Let him dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Don't drum for war. No, don't drum. Don't drum for war. We don't need war. We don't need war. We need peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So we are calling everyone to begin to pray for God to reign, for Jesus to be Lord over the whole earth. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. You know, if you read through the Bible, you see examples of people who prayed and brought peace on earth. You know, Abraham interceded for his brother Lot. Moses interceded for a whole nation. God wasn't ready to destroy a whole nation. But Moses interceded. How about Esther? Esther chapter 4, verse 15. Her prayers were so strong. She added fasting to it until the whole nation was delivered. And it was Haman and his people that died in their own garden. We can pray those same prayers today. Look at Daniel, for instance, the book of Daniel. Daniel so interceded for Israel until God had to deliver Israel from 70 years of captivity. You know, you can imagine the power of prayer. You know, prayer works like magic. It works. Oh, yes. So God has spoken to us today. We should be drumming for peace. We should be praying for peace and joy and love to reign in our nation. Our nations are sick and they need healing. And then 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14, God said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, one, humble themselves, seek my face, pray, and then turn from their wicked ways. Four items. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. If you humble themselves, pray, repent of their wicked ways, and God said, I will heal. God is very ready to heal our nation, to heal our lives, and heal our family, and heal our economy, heal inflation, heal all these ills that are going on. But have we turned from our wicked ways? We need to turn from our wicked ways so that the Lord Jesus Christ will take absolute control of all these ugly situations that we have around. God bless you. I want to thank every one of you for participating in this broadcast. I want to pray right now. Wherever you are in any part of the world, you have joined this broadcast. I want you to pray that the Prince of Peace will come into your life. The Prince of Peace will come into your heart, into your family. The Prince of Peace, Jesus, is the Prince of Peace to come into your nation, into your community. Jesus, to come and dwell in you. The Prince of Peace, let it dwell in you right now. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Give them peace and joy and love of God. We are not drumming for war. We don't need no war. We need the peace that passes every human understanding. We need the peace of God, the love of God, the joy of God to dwell in our nations and our people. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to every people. God, let righteousness reign in our nations, say God. Let righteousness reign in our nation, say God. Let righteousness exalt our nation. We don't need no sin, no evil, no killing, no shooting, no destruction of lives and property. We don't need no third world war. In the name of Jesus, we need the peace of God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. May he bring peace to our nation. And bring peace and love and joy to our people and nations worldwide to receive the peace that passes every human understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak this word of God that saves, heals, and delivers. And may we be doers of this word and not just hearers only. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. God bless you. Thank you so much for participating. We're going to be together again tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us and let God bless you abundantly. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. Amen and amen and amen. This joy that I have now, worry gives to me. What a peace that I got now. Worry to me, oh, that joy that I have now. Worry to me, oh, that peace that I got now. Worry to me.